Hello, church family. This is Pastor James McManus with Word of God Ministries. I want to thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. My prayer today is that this word encourages and deepens your faith. Again, thanks for tuning in.
So we're in Luke chapter number 11, and Jesus has just cast out this devil. And when he did, there were some there trying to discredit him and said, hey, he's only doing that by the power of Satan. Satan enabled him to cast out Satan. And they said those things to discredit his power and the presence of God's kingdom. But Jesus makes it clear in verse 17 that every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against itself falls. Then he says this in verse 18. If Satan also be divided against himself, watch this next statement. How shall his kingdom stand? Read that part out loud. How shall his kingdom stand? So the reason why this is important is because Jesus has just made it clear that Satan has a kingdom. And we need to understand that the enemy, Satan, has a kingdom. He's the little g god of this world. And so now we're in volume 3, way too much for me to go back and review. We're going to talk about 3 domains that the enemy wants control of in your life, in the community, in the city, in the state, in the nation. And I've read the end of the book, and he will ultimately get this control over the entire world before the return of Jesus in the book of Revelation. But there are 3 areas of Satan's where Satan wants control or dominion. I didn't make this up. I wasn't sitting around trying to write something. This is in the Word of God. Literally from Genesis 3 to Luke 4 to here in Luke 11 and many other places, I'm going to prove it to you in the Word, that Satan has 3 domains, 3 areas where he wants dominion in your life, the community, the city, the state, the world. Amen. Number 1, and in this order, because this is the order that Jesus deals with them. Number 1, Satan has a religious domain. Now that might shock a lot of folk that Satan would have a religious domain. Today, I'm just going to give you an overview of the 3 domains. Then we'll look at each one in particular and break it down. But make no mistake about it, Satan has a religious domain. All religion is a system of beliefs. You don't even have to be religious to be religious. Because all religion is a system of beliefs. If you said to me right now, I don't believe in God, I would say to you, you have a belief system. And you might say, no, I don't believe in God. You have a belief system. You believe he does not exist. You believe that an explosion took place ever how many billions of years ago of stuff we don't know where it came from and how it even exploded. And somehow or another, everything that exists came into being. That's your belief. That is a belief system. That's not scientific. That's not fact. That's not truth. It is a belief system that you choose to believe. A belief system is nothing more than religion. Satan wants to control the belief system of the world. He wants to control what you and I believe. That's why it's so important that we know the Word of God and that we allow the Word of God to be the foundation of our belief system, not a man, not a church, not a religion, not a denomination. No, the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? Let that be the foundation of your belief system, not Pastor James, what Pastor James said. Who is Pastor James but a man that got up and put my britches on? That's what my daddy called these pants, britches, like every other man put his britches on. I am a mere man. I am not the author of a belief system. I am not the origin of a ministry or a church. I am just a spokesman of the Word of God. Your faith should never stand in a man. It should never stand in a pastor or a preacher. Your faith should rest solely in the Word of the living God, because I one day will fade away, but this will endure forever. I might fail you, but this won't. So, number 1, a religious domain. Number 2, Satan has a political domain. So, number 1, he wants to control your belief system. That's one of his domains. The second of his domains is a political system. He wants to be in control of the political systems of the world so that he can order the definition of good and evil. See, Isaiah 5, God said, woe be unto him that calls good evil and evil good. When God talked about the political systems of the world, in Romans 13, he said the purpose of the political system is to judge evil and reward good. That's the reason God established government. Satan wants a hold of government so that he can punish what God calls good and reward what God calls evil. And that's the world we're living in right now. It is the second of Satan's three domains. We'll deal more with it later. Number three, the third domain of Satan's kingdom is an economical domain. It means he wants control of the money. He wants control of your money. And we're gonna talk about how these three work together, but I'm gonna say this up front because we got a lot to unfold. Every time I see these three domains show up in Scripture, and they show up in the Old Testament, they show up in the New Testament, they show up from the very beginning when Satan tempted Eve, the political system is always in the middle. It's never first, it's never last. It's always in the middle. Sometimes I see the economical system first, sometimes I see the religious system first, but the political system is always in the middle because the political system is always either influenced by religion or money. Let that just register. We'll get back to it later. All right, so watch this here in Luke chapter number 11. And you can go just about anywhere in the nation and look at the political systems that exist, and they got there either by the influence of religion, even if it was bad, or they got there by the influence of money. And the church said amen, even though you're sitting there trying to think about it, all right? You get me nervous when you get that quiet. You get me nervous. All right, watch this. In verse 18, Jesus said, if Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? So Jesus is establishing the reality that Satan has a kingdom. Now, when you see the word kingdom, and you may be tired of me talking about this, but when you see that word, just separate the word king and dom, D-O-M, for domain or dominion, because all a kingdom is the king's domain, the king's dominion. Think about in your life right now, what's your domain? You know, my dad, when he'd get home from work, he would sit down at the kitchen table, and no matter who was in this seat at a particular spot at the table, we'd get up and move because that was daddy's seat. Matter of fact, if we were sitting there and my daddy was coming in, mama said, get by your daddy's seat, boy. And everybody but my aunt, for some reason my aunt could sit in a seat and he would never move her. But everybody else had to get up out the seat. But that was my daddy's domain. And when he went in the living room and watched TV, he had a big recliner. Don't nobody get in that recliner. Daddy recliner. Get up out of there. That was his domain. Everybody, wherever you exercise authority, whatever dominion you have, that's your kingdom. Listen, man, we got it so bad that it's limited to a chair. You hear me? If you got a chair in your house, and everybody knows it's your chair, and you get to sit there and just be yourself, hallelujah, at least you got something. Some folk don't have nothing. Some folk don't even have the chair. A kingdom is nothing more than a domain where one is exercising authority. That makes it a kingdom no matter how big or how small it is. Satan wants to be the king of your life. Why or how? By establishing his authority or influence over any given domain of your life. And we're gonna understand his workings here because Jesus is about to make it so clear you can't miss it. He said, Satan's not divided. If he were, his kingdom would not stand. Therefore, it's no way that I'm casting out devils by the prince of devils. Verse 20, but when the Lord is talking about the enemy and he's talking about all that the enemy is up to, I love a but. Come on, somebody. See, we get a but in verse 20 because he's saying, it don't even matter what y'all just said about how I cast out a devil. It don't even matter that Satan's even got a kingdom to be divided. It don't even matter. But, see, this but says this is everything I just said don't even matter because here's the real deal. When he put this word but, he said, but, everybody say but. But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt, the kingdom of God is come upon you. So he was talking about Satan's kingdom and Satan having authority over men's lives. And we're gonna show you here in this next, over this next chapter, that Satan has three domains that Jesus is about to address: a religious domain, a political domain, and an economical domain. But Jesus is establishing something here in verse 20 that I got to spend some time on. I got to do like I heard an old preacher say years ago, I can't go another further. And I can't go another further until we deal with verse number 20. Because Jesus says, you know, Satan has a kingdom. He has domains. If you see his domain fall, if you see his domain or his dominion surrender, like it had in that man's life where that demon had kept this man mute all his life, and all of a sudden Jesus, with one word, that man is liberated. See, Jesus is saying, when an individual, oh my goodness, when an individual comes out from underneath the dominion of the devil, when an individual comes out from underneath the power and authority of Satan's kingdom, there can only be one explanation for how a man that was oppressed and submitted to Satan's authority all of a sudden was liberated. He said there's only one explanation for a man coming out from underneath the power of the enemy, and that is that the kingdom of God has come into that man's life, that the kingdom of God has more power than any kingdom of the devil, and that his kingdom supersedes Satan's kingdom, and he's able to release somebody that's been underneath the hold of Satan's kingdom. Am I talking to anybody here that's been underneath the dominion of the devil, that he controlled your belief system, he controlled your political system, he controlled your money, he controlled your life, but you met a man by the name of Jesus that made you free, and you came out from under that authority into a new authority? That is nothing more than the kingdom of God. When you get an understanding of these three domains, I won't have to tell you to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Hey, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in my life. No matter what the enemy may be trying to do, no matter what the world may be doing, no matter what may be happening in this city or in the community or in my marriage or in the family, Lord, you take dominion over my life, because I know when the kingdom of God comes, I'll be liberated from the dominion that Satan has had in my life. I ain't even got to the good part yet. He said in verse 20, but if I with the finger of God cast out devils, some of us in this sanctuary and in Bossier and other places, some of us were raised with a mom or a dad or a mom and dad that had authority in the home and had authority over our lives. Amen. My mom, when I was a little boy, had this big, long, green station wagon. It was the color green outside and in that would make you want to vomit. It was the ugliest car known to planet Earth. And I was in the back seat of this car, and I'd be misbehaving. And my mama, driving down the road, would call me with her fingers. She would beckon me to pull my head up to the front of the seat, where she would grab my hair and shake my head and say, straighten it up. That's why I got thin hair. Mama, pull half of it out. I thought to myself, why do I do this? Why am I in the back seat? She can't reach me. She's driving down the road, both hands on the steering wheel. No, I didn't say, I said steering wheel. How in the world would I ever stick my head up there and allow her to pull my hair and say, boy, straighten up? See, today she'd have gone to jail, but man, that was called parenting. Pick my own switch. Pick my own switch. Mama would send me out in the woods to pick my own switch. The switch she about to wear my tail out with, I had to pick it. And you better come back with a good one. If she was in too big a hurry to send me after a switch, she would grab a fly swatter. Yes, a fly swatter. Wear my tail out with that fly swatter. That's what kept me saved when I wasn't saved. You hear me? That's what kept me walking the straight and narrow before I found Jesus, or he found me at the age of 17. My mama or my daddy, here we go, could point their finger at me and I knew I better submit. That my mama or my daddy could point their finger at me and I would straighten up whatever I was doing. Jesus said, when I come on the scene, I can point my finger. All I gotta do is point, hey. All I gotta do is point my finger. Jesus in verse 20 is saying my authority, the power I have over Satan is so much higher and so much more powerful that I ain't got to get into a wrestling match with him. I ain't got to call in reinforcements. I don't have to do the tango. All I got to do from across the room Jesus, I could point my finger. I could point my finger and make Satan submit. Can somebody say, Jesus, point your finger? When you point your finger, see, I had a friend growing up, his name was Ronnie. Ronnie's mama might point her finger at me and I look in the other way like, what are you pointing at? But when my mama pointed her finger at me, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And it was always, the pointing of the finger was always in reference to get back to what I already told you. It was a reminder she had already laid down the law. It was a reminder that she was in complete control. It was a reminder that I was still underneath her domain. Jesus said, I walk up into any atmosphere. I can walk up into any city. I can walk into the presence of any demoniac and simply point my finger and devils cast out. He said, when you see that, you know the kingdom of God has come. And you worried about what the enemy's doing in your life, and you worried about the past that you've been dealing with, and you worried about what they said about you on Facebook, and you worried about the weapon they've been forming against you, and you worried about this hearing coming up, and you worried about these reports that's been given. Don't you know God can point his finger today and liberate you? Hey, glory to God. To think the God of heaven and earth don't even have to say nothing because he's already said it and will point to remind the enemy of what he already said. I can go home on that right there. Verse 20, he said, but if I with the finger of God cast out devils, read the rest. No doubt the kingdom of God. He said, the only explanation when Satan is cast out, when his domain ceases, the only explanation when he loses dominion, the only explanation is that the kingdom of God has just come. And I'm telling you that it's time for the kingdom of God to come into your life and to come into your marriage and come into your family and come into this church and take over this city. It's time for the kingdom of God to manifest, because when it does, that's when we see the oppression that the enemy has exercised over men and women begin to cease. It can only happen when the kingdom of God comes. We look to so many systems of the world for the answer. We think that a party is the answer. We think that a politician is the answer. We think that this and that is the answer. There is no answer for the brokenness that is in this city, in this state, or in this nation, or in this world. There is no answer outside of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and his name is Jesus. There's no answer. All right, man, y'all done fired me up. Here we go. I mean, we got to finish the context so we can get to the content. I ain't got to the content yet. Verse 21. Man, I get to preaching so hard, I feel like I'm pulling a hernia. You hear me? I mean, I'm just like, oh. Verse 21. Started aching all the way down to my feet. Man, my body like, hey, what you doing? Cardio. This is my version of CrossFit. I'll give you a few minutes, let that one click. I'm fit for the kingdom, you hear me? Verse 21. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace, are they safe? Let's read that verse out loud. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. So let's just think about you being a strong man, or a strong man, he's got him a house, he's got him some goods in the house, and he's armed. And so his goods are in peace. His place is protected. Verse 22, but, look like Satan had you. looked like he was in complete control, looked like he was armed and ready for whatever might come against him. Satan thought he had you. He thought that your goods was in his peace, that it was all together. But when a stronger than he shall come. Ooh, let's read that part out loud. But when a stronger than he shall come. See, you were underneath the oppression of the enemy. Looked like he had you. Looked like it was over. But then a stronger one showed up. Who's the stronger one? Jesus, glory to God. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overtake him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. So Jesus, in context here, is talking about Satan's kingdom and then his kingdom being stronger. Can everybody see the context? If you don't get the context, you won't get the content we're about to cover. The context is Satan has a kingdom. Jesus is saying, mine is more powerful. Mine's bigger. Mine's stronger. Now, put your bookmark here in Luke 11, coming right back to it, and turn back with me to Luke 4. Go with me to Luke 4. Hallelujah. You'll never see the world the same way again after this series, I assure you. So here's Jesus after his 40 days of prayer and fasting, and he's tempted of the devil, according to verse 2. Now watch what happens in this temptation, and we're going to cover the temptation a little bit more later, but I just want to show you one part of it right now. So we'll go to verse 5. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. Read this next statement out loud. For that is delivered unto me. Read that part again. For that is delivered unto me. Keep reading. And to whomsoever I will give it. Satan just said right here, Jesus, worship me. And I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world because they've been given to me. And I can give them to whoever I want to. Jesus didn't say, you lying devil, you don't have any kingdoms. As a matter of fact, I just showed you in Luke 11 where Jesus acknowledged Satan has a kingdom. The question is, where did he get it? And the answer is when Adam sinned against God in the garden, he committed high treason. He delivered the dominion that had been given to him over to Satan. This is why Jesus had to come to restore the kingdom back to where God originally had it planned. And that's the whole message of the cross. That's the sermon that Jesus preached. That's the role that he wants the body of Christ to have in the earth right now, is to recognize, yes, the kingdom was delivered over to Satan, but I have transferred it back to the kingdom of God, and you are heirs of that kingdom. So the systems of the world and the kingdoms of the world, we see here, they're not of God. Satan has three domains in his kingdom. Now let's go back over to Luke 11. I just wanted to show you that. Isn't it interesting that God can give man dominion? Man can sin against God, lose that dominion. Satan used that dominion for evil, and man blames God.
Well, if God is so good, how come there's so much evil in the world? Because man sinned. Man sinned. And we're living in the consequence of that fall. Jesus came to redeem man from that place.
Well, I want to thank you for listening to today's message. For more information and resources, visit our website at wogm.com. I'm Pastor James McManus with Word of God Ministries. Have a blessed week.